Som i en dröm, like in a dream, is the English translation to this song. If you agree with this,
yeah,
Per?
I do.
And if I understand this right, it was written back in the days of 85.
Yeah, I wrote a song called Som i en dröm in 1985. Really liked the lyrics, didn't like the music, so I kept it. And when I was supposed to record my third Swedish solo album, it was, in the drawer.
And you wrote new music for it?
I wrote new music for it, yeah. And then, of course, that third album became the first Roxette album. So we did it. There is actually a demo that exists with Marie singing the Swedish lyric to this song, Som i en dröm, and before I had the English lyric. If my mind serves me right, I think I wrote the lyric, the English lyric, together with Hasse Huss, who was working with a Swedish artist called Michael Rickfors at the time. So he helped me with the English lyric, and it became So Far Away on the first Roxette album in 1986.
In 1986, actually. Absolutely.
But this version that I put on Dreams and Other Fun Stuff, Volume 3, is actually an acoustic version that I recorded in May 2010. And don't ask me why, because I don't know.
But you're a recyclable songwriter. You return like a repeat offender to your old stuff, don't you?
Sometimes. In the summer of 2010, I recorded some acoustic songs. And Som i en dröm is... there isn't any Swedish version of it that exists that I really like, so I thought I'd have a go with just an acoustic guitar to remind me of what it was supposed to be like in Swedish. So this is actually pretty new.
Did you consider it? In 2011, you returned with a new Roxette album, and you made two new Roxette albums in 2011 and 2012. Mm. Did you consider it for inclusion there?
No, because we did it on the first Roxette album, and we also did it in an acoustic version on Tourism back in 1992, recorded in a hotel room in Buenos Aires, I think. Mm. Mm. So, enough's enough, even in my world. But this is it's kind of a nice song, you know, and I rewrote the lyrics slightly from the original Swedish lyrics, but I basically kept the whole essence of the lyrics. And it's nice. It's pretty tough to sing because of the falsetto bits and pieces, but this recording that we hear on this particular album is basically live in the studio. So you have to forgive me for screwing things up once in a while.